Speak. mountain, Father.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Hurry.
Come and take the mic and back.
Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. In important Father of mercy and grace, in this place.
Now listen, listen.
Come feel all the hungry and thirsty within. Holy Father, revive us again. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit,
the water of the presence inside of you. And your spirit have not been rhyming for 2 weeks now. What is wrong? Come and play justice. I'm not picking him at all. It's taking me off. What is wrong? Something is wrong. Part of the reason we need to worship is that God deserves it. And part of the reason we need to come this way is that the Holy Spirit is a king spirit. He is not one of the spirits you send on errands. He's not one of the spirits you send on errand. You just come and prostrate. And you stay there. You stay there until he makes move. If he doesn't move, you remain there. And one of the greatest blessedness you can ever receive, you can ever experience, is that of the presence of God. What was the difference between here and the social club in your campus, in your village? It's just the presence of God. So the way we do what we are doing is you begin to seek the path. When you find where the Holy Spirit is, stay there. He is not moved by many activities like humans. It's not like that. It's not because you sang 100 songs. It's not how the Holy Spirit moves. He comes and puts his hand on one. Stay there. That's why we do many things in church. We have not worshipped. Many of the things that is done in church is not worship. And simply because you felt goose pimple in your body doesn't mean there is anything. When you worship, you will know, because there will be an alignment in your heart. You will feel the alignment. That is worship. It's not the feeling. See, our brother told us the other day that when worship is achieved, the mortals will stand. It's a very big statement. That is why for worship to be achieved, many things have to be involved. You come to die first. I pray that the Lord will bring a correct perspective of the holy ordinances to our generation. Part of the reason why we do the things we do it the way we do it is because we don't even know who we are doing it for. That is why anytime we come here, we try to make sure you encounter Jesus. When you see him, you will notice that not many things matter. You will reduce your life. You will fight with all you have to maintain that intimacy, to maintain that alignment. I tell you the truth. Because the average believer in the church thinks that what is worship is that you come and do something for God that increases his sense of being. I mean, by what you did, God suddenly started feeling better than he was feeling before. No, that's what an average person thinks. The scripture calls him the El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, the king, the one that sits on the throne, the one that sustains all things and is not sustained by any. The Shalom, the one that is ever with us. He is in heaven, but his presence is ever close. That's the one we talk about. So what we do is we continue to align our hearts, knock our heart into shape, knock our thoughts, knock many things into shape, and then find a bearing. At that spot, when you find it, stay there. That's where the waters will begin to come. And when we worship, we are not looking for something outside. Everything you need is inside. It's a river. We have a few minutes more to worship. I'm not here to pray. An elderly man of God told us many years ago that he has been doing ministry for long, but he never knew how to worship. Until one day he had an encounter. And in that encounter, he saw water, a body of water. And then God beckoned on him and said, Come unto me on this water. He said, Lord, but I will sink. It was there that he began to learn worship. that when you come to the place of worship, there will be surrender. When you come to the place of worship, there will be yieldedness. When you come to the place of worship, you cast your crown. You stay there until you forget yourself. See, there are many things you are still remembering. You don't know the one you came to worship. Worship is not a session. It's not a session. That's the mindset that people have. And if you really touch God in that place, then there are many prayer points we don't need to pray. Let me give you an example. Have you noticed the power of a woman? The power of a woman is the bedroom. Why? Everything that is happening outside, the husband can even come outside and say, "We are going to do it like this." The woman will not say anything until in the bedroom. At the place of intimacy, whatever you tell the man, he agrees. Are you getting the point I'm making? At the place of intimacy, God unveils himself. Many things, anything you are saying, he can't even stop himself. You tell him you are sick, he says, So his sickness that is disturbing you, the thing goes. Say you have a need, job, breakthrough. Intimacy. That is why when you come out from that place, you carry a large measure of the life, the substance that you interacted with. So it's a river. It's a river. So when we lift up our eyes and behold him that sits upon the throne, we are drawn into his embrace. And when we come closer to him, then we find out that our lives and ourselves are subsumed in him till, anyway, to the degree that you enter into that place, then you begin to have experiences in God. When you come out of that place, one of the things you notice is that you look for your worry, you can't see it. You look for your trouble, you can't see it. So, you worshipped, and then you still have worry. You have not. You worshipped and you still have anxiety. You have not. There are many things that cannot live together in that place. Because for you to worship, it means that it's a choice that you make. You choose God ahead of every other thing in your life. That is why in moments of true worship, almost everything is possible. Because that is the only one of the things worship affords, is that it makes you take your eyes off yourself and take your eyes on God. It makes you look away from your troubles and look to God. It makes you look away from your sicknesses and look to God. There is a song that they sang. I don't know if you can play it. Look and live. My brother, live. Look to Jesus and live. It is. Hallelujah. It is said to look and live. Look and live. My brother, live. Look to Jesus and live. It is said in his word, hallelujah. It is said to look and live. Look and live. My brother, live. Look to Jesus and live. It is said in his word, hallelujah. Bible says in the book of Isaiah chapter 53, he said, "Who hath believed our reports, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?" Who hath believed our reports, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as his root out of a dry ground. He had no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. For he is despised and rejected of men, a man of many sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken and smitten of God and afflicted. This text of the scripture is what we call the source code of atonement. This is the story of atonement. This is the reality of atonement. And you need to know that the basis of the finished works of Christ is the atonement. Actually, another word for the works that Jesus finished is atonement. So this is what he is going through. Meanwhile, he is not going through it because of himself. He's going through it because of you. Verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are what? We are going to be healed. No, we are going to be healed. You see, that's what you think when you read this scripture. That's why you said amen. You can say we are already healed, but what you think in your heart is that I'm going to be healed. That is what you think. Even when you finish explaining to people that it means that you're already healed, they still think that it means, when they say amen, they say, God is now healing me. No, he has healed you. And you need to know what this scripture is showing us. And I need to show you the progression. It is not just healing that is captured here. He said, he had borne our griefs, carried our sorrows. He is acquainted with griefs. Okay? And yet we esteem him stricken and smitten of God and afflicted. And he was wounded for our transgression. So for everything that has ever been the problem of man, there is a kind of suffering and penalty that Jesus paid for it. So when he finished, if you are still suffering for the same reason, who are you? Samuel, who are you? I need to know who you are, that you are still suffering. Maybe you believe you can still suffer better than Jesus suffered. I know you can bear 39 lashes. But the one they used to flog them, there is something they used to add on the thing. And when they do it like this, they would draw it, and flesh will come with it. Collins, I know you are a strong man, you can withstand it. He He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with the chastisement, we don't have time to analyze everything. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. You see, we don't have time to analyze what is peace. The truth is that what the world is missing is peace. What was taken from the world is peace. Why do we need United Nations? Why do we need countries? Why do we need meetings? Why do we need National Assembly? Is to maintain peace. The world don't have peace. Whether it's peace with God, whether it's peace with men, there is no peace. But meanwhile, this peace now is fundamentally the peace with God. Are you with me? So the scripture said that the chastisement of our peace was upon him. He now said, and with his stripes we are healed. Now, this is redemption scripture. What did you do to be born again? What I'm trying to show you here is the same scripture that is the source code for your born again experience is the same scripture that is the source code for your deliverance. Is the same scripture that is the source code for your healing. Are you getting the point? So why do you believe on the instant and then you are born again? You are now not convinced that you still need to do something so that you will be healed. How many of you, they told you that it's your sin that caused your sickness? They taught you in Sunday school. Sin can never be the reason why you are sick. Yes. It's faithlessness. It's lack of understanding. If it is sin, then the evangelist doesn't have hope. If sin is the reason why people are sick, then the evangelist doesn't have hope. Because the evangelist will appear on a crusade ground and say, you are healed. And even native doctors will be healed. There is a man that is a cultist that came to shoot the pastor in a meeting like this. He's carrying gun in his bag. Are you with me? And he had a very bad shoulder injury. And it was a healing service. And the man of God said that there is somebody here that there is a pain on your shoulder. It's an injury. It's going in the name of Jesus. Somebody that came to shoot the pastor, are you with me, was healed. How does this sort of thing happen? You will now realize that there must be something superior to your weakness. There must be something superior to how you live. Are you getting the point? The Bible said, for God so loved the world. It's not only the church, oh. For God so loved what? It's not only the church. For God so loved the world that he gave. That he gave. If God didn't do it like that, then all of us are in trouble. How do you know when what you are doing is equal to what it takes to heal you? So somebody now says, if I fast for 3 days, then I will receive my healing. Well, you can receive your healing after that. But I'm trying to tell you that that is not the basis. Your fasting is not the basis of receiving your healing. The atonement, the finished work of Christ is the reason. And the works were there because of the love of God. And the love of God reaches to every man, even in your wrongdoing. Sometimes it will take that love to draw you back to his heart. Are you getting my point? I'm trying to tell you that there is no reason why a man should not receive these things from God. Every single thing that is factored into the atonement, the finished work of Christ, is one of the things that you don't have any reason not to receive. And healings and miracles is one of them. So, you can look and say, ah, it's people like pastor that pray, he prays a lot, he says he prays for 10 hours, he's the people that this kind of thing should happen for. I need to tell you that sometimes some people will use prayer and substitute obedience. Are you with me? Now, prayer and obedience is not an issue of either or. It's not an issue of you choose either prayer or obedience. No. Prayer and obedience is an issue of this and that. That is, after prayer, you now what? Obey. Are you now seeing it? So, the both of them are not in competition. So, to come and pray and not obey is not to have your result. To say you are obeying without praying, I wonder what you are obeying. Because it's when you pray for long, you will now receive instruction. Then you obey, then you have results. I'm trusting God to do mighty miracles in our life in the name of Jesus. I'm not hearing your amen. In the name of Jesus. I'm trusting Him to do mighty miracles in your family in the name of Jesus. Especially if there is anybody sick. There is a river of miracles and healing that is opened up to us. Especially when you want God to turn things around in your life, in your business, in your family. There will be a mighty intervention. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. See, because things have started. In fact, God started working about 10 minutes ago. Strong cases of affliction will be broken. And even people that is here, and there are people suffering in your family by sickness, any reason, God will, because of you, stepping in and begin to minister to those people in the name of Jesus Christ. The truth is that healing has to be factored into the atonement, because there is nothing you hope to ever do in this life to finally deserve. What do you think you will do to deserve your salvation, your healing, your deliverance? In fact, the scripture was teaching us in the New Testament, and it began to tell us about salvation. The word salvation, as I told you people, it means soteria in Greek, and that word fundamentally means deliverance. Deliverance not from one thing, deliverance from sin. What did I say? Deliverance from sin, deliverance from Satan, deliverance from sickness, even deliverance from poverty. The truth is that we know that it's not money we are pursuing, but God's plan for your life is not to be poor. So you are in your family, and every time your parents are looking for money to pay school fees, is that God's plan? You will wake up in the morning, you don't know what to eat. You are a pastor, you don't have what it takes to feed your family. Something is wrong. Is a spirit, and is trying to overturn what God has already established in the scripture as your portion. As I speak, I want you to itemize three things, and then I will pray, and then you will experience a mighty move of God in your life. No, you will, some of you, because some of you will bring testimony between now and tomorrow. We'll have a testimony session. Then concerning healing, we'll start from here in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to pray in the spirit for 3 minutes. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Present matters before God. Ask Him to look from heaven. Ask Him to look from heaven. Ask Him to look from heaven. Heal, deliver, save. Present it, present it, present it. Just take your hand and put it at that part of your body. If you have somebody that is sick, put your hand at that part of the body that the person is sick. If the person is sick all over, take your hand and put it on your head as an extension. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. heal, deliver, Lord. Take away the sicknesses. Take away the infirmities. Take away the afflictions. Alleluia. Afflicted spirits, we command doors to open. We declare breakthroughs and miracles. We declare mighty interventions and deliverance. We declare healings. We declare healings. We declare miracles in this atmosphere. Reach out, Jesus. Reach out, Jesus. Reach out, Jesus. Reach out, Jesus. Let nothing escape your touch. 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 Every spirit of infirmity, I rebuke every spirit of insanity. I command it to leave now in the name of Jesus. I command it to leave now in the name of Jesus. I command it to leave now in the name of Jesus. You see, the healing power of God is already working. There is somebody that has pain on your mid region. The pain is gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we decree for mighty miracles in people's academics in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask you for miracles in the name of Jesus. We ask you for miracles in the name of Jesus. Anybody that is under the sound of our voice that is having any academic challenge, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask for an intervention from the throne of God. I ask for a miracle. I ask for a miracle. Even in instances where hope is lost, I ask for a miracle. I ask for an intervention. I ask for an intervention. I ask for an intervention. Whether the result can be found, whether the result is bad, whether the result is seized, whether it is being prolonged, whether gradual, whatever be the case, I command an intervention from Zion in the name of Jesus. I rebuke every spirit of arthritis. I command stroke to go, stroke to go, in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm not hearing your amen. In the name of Jesus. Father, I speak to businesses. I ask you for mighty miracles in businesses. I ask you for mighty miracles in businesses. I ask you for mighty miracles in businesses. Let every person under the sound of my voice, let him experience breakthrough in business in this next 1 month than he has ever experienced since the year started, in the name of Jesus. Than he has ever experienced since the year started, in the name of Jesus. Than he has ever experienced since the year started, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Just check your body. I need 2 testimonies. Then we'll go for today. Tomorrow will be deliverance. Let's help people out. Find a mic.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I want to thank God. Sometimes if I fast or do some spiritual exercise, I begin to have sharp pain here. It's not ulcer, but it's pain. And sometimes the thing will be so strong that if I don't eat, even though I'm not fasting, if I don't eat, the thing will not stop. Or if I don't find anything anyhow, even when I eat, sometimes the thing just occurs often and often. So immediately you began to sing, the thing just left. You have not.
Let's clap. You are touching your beer instead of clapping, because you can do miracles. I didn't say stop, Collins.
Suddenly developed a sharp pain on my spinal cord. So even when he was praying, I didn't even notice that. I developed it 2 days ago. Yesterday night while praying, I was feeling the pain. And even when I came today, as I was praying, I was feeling it. But when you said raise up, as in that I should put my hand where I had pain, I even forgot that I had the pain. So after the prayers, I turned my neck and the pain was no longer there.
You are clapping, but you are not happy. Hallelujah. Sometimes I wonder how God does things like this. In a moment, he will just do something marvelous. And one of the reasons why this thing needs to happen is for you to know that the one we serve is alive. If things like this don't happen, it will just be theory. There are people that is insisting that the scripture should end in theory. We refuse. It's practical. It's permanent in the name of Jesus.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So, since 2 days I've been having this kind of serious headache. Sometimes I'll just be skipping. I'll just forget myself because of the headache. So this morning I try reading. I was now assessing my book. I was almost forgetting myself.
Check online, find out.
So I bowed down my head and I forgot myself. So Papa came in the morning and said, "Wake up and read." That was when I woke up. Papa said, "Okay, I bought drank, and the thing was still there. But while we were praying for the sick, I felt the thing left."
It's permanent in the name of Jesus Christ.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Okay, my own is actually, I can't call it headache, but sometimes I have little seizures. They are stiff. This side is twitching to draw, something like that. Or I'll have a sharp pain like this that's been up to a week. So, and today when
you
I
know
came,
God healed you. Come out now.
And today when I came, my eyes and was like beating twice. As I was praying, my body was telling me, you are going to be sick, or sickness, stop, rest, lie down and get yourself together. I was like, I won't lie down, I'll continue praying. But when, after the prayers, I checked, everything has cleared down.
It's permanent in the name of Jesus.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I want to return the whole glory to God because
I didn't see you in 24 hours. I was looking for you. There is a position you used to stay around here.
So since last week I've been having this toothache. It was so hot.
Even how many of you have experienced toothache before? Don't wish it on your enemy.
I can't use ordinary toothpaste too. Even that or I be safe. If I use it, the place is still hot. I'll still use the Guinness one man. It's so hot. It's so awful. So when you say we should place our hands on that particular spot, I did believe in. And to God be the glory. Right now I can't feel the place anymore.
Wait. Don't rush. You are not clapping well. How many of you have experienced toothache? Let's clap because we know what this thing means. It's only we that know. It's permanent in the name of Jesus. What is your name, brother? It's been long and it's not okay for me not to know your name.
My name is Daniel.
Dan?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Tell us.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Actually, as I was sitting there when you were praying, honestly, before then, I love drinking Pepsi. Pepsi. So.
It's the same thing. Most of you are guilty now. Your own might not be Pepsi. Your own might be RC. Your own might not be RC. Your own might be Coke. No, pump is not bad, my friend. So the question is, you ask me, how do I know all the names?
Sir, actually, I'm ashamed to say this, but I'm just kind of summoning the courage. You know, honestly, people normally say, when they see me drinking that, they say, it's sugary, it will harm me. But I keep seeing this urge to drink this Pepsi, drink it. Each every day, I might take like 3 bottles of Pepsi. Honestly, it's true. So why?
No, wait. If many of you are guilty, so this deliverance, let it fall upon everybody. I studied food science and technology, and one of the things that happened is that there is something addictive that is added to some of those things. caffeine is addictive, so they add it. When you finish, you drink another one. Especially when you drink the one that is half shield, you will be dying. Continue.
Honestly, sir, I love it when it's chill.
Are you not in this boat? Say it. It's only water you drink. It's only water you drink. Your sister is here. God has delivered you on time. There is something I want to say, but let me leave it. Continue.
So, this is my testimony now. You know, the thing has cost me that little while fat. I will kind of, new arrow. So, when I came here, I sat down. When you began to pray, I felt something as in a volcanic eruption in my stomach. So the thing was happening, and
Pay attention to this testimony, my friend.
Even before you prayed, I have been farting, you know, releasing this fart from here and there. I thought that sister would have perceived it.
Let's finish this testimony. Let's finish this testimony, okay? Continue.
So sad. So when I sat there, you were saying those that have testimony for the healing, instant healing, to come out. No, me, I wanted to come out, but I began to feel shy to come out to give the testimony. Something just came up in my mind. I said, the word of God. He said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto my salvation. So me, I now say, I'm not ashamed of this testimony if I share it. So as I was saying that thing, that sister just tapped me and said, Shebi, you have a testimony, I should go out. So that was why I came out here. Honestly, I felt it. I felt normal now.
It's permanent in the name of Jesus. Clap for Jesus. Amen. Amen. We have had instances where people receive testimonies and they refused. Do you know why? And maybe tomorrow, subsequently, I will teach you. One of the ways to keep your miracle, keep your healing, is to testify. Jesus is so careful about testimony. This is part of the things I learned this year in healing ministry. And as soon as I learned it, the result I had was multiplied 100-fold. Don't heal somebody. Don't get somebody healed and he didn't testify. He's wrong. Even Jesus demanded, I healed 10 men. Where are the 9? He was demanding it. We are the only one came to testify. And when the person testified, he said, you are now made whole. It was then we found out that there is a difference between healing and being made whole. Let's see.
Praise God.
Amen.
My testimony strings back from the last conference, 25 hours with Jesus. So I used to have this kind of brain fatigue, brain tiredness, and whenever I talk a little, maybe 1 hour, I used to feel stressed and I don't get myself. I feel dizzy and my entire organs feels like somebody's squeezing me.
Yes.
So I didn't actually believe that I can pray and
do the 24 hours
and still survive. So it was after that time that after the conference, like, I felt really strong, and I was surprised myself. So yesterday I decided to, into this morning, to venture in some, into some kind of prayers from 12 p.m. to 4 a.m. in the morning, 12 a.m. to 4 a.m. And after that, and today again, I'm still agile, walking around and doing everything.
Clap for Jesus.
See, let me tell you. You don't know the extent of this healing. This is like his whole body system has been readjusted. It's not one thing. His whole system has been... Now he can carry his destiny. There is a way you are. You are always... You can't pray. Can't do anything useful. God just rearranged a human being. Rearranged you like this. It's like recreation. You are recreated. Your metabolic capacity readjusted. You are not clapping, no. In Jesus' name. This is part of the healing that happens to you when you encounter the glory. Many things will be readjusted. That is one of the major things that happens to you when you come here. Many of you, we are very weak now. Any small thing, Dennis will be looking for where to sit, where to hold, where to do. Am I lying? We used to fight every night if we are praying. I'll tell you, my friend, stand up. You have to stand. If you're telling you, Papa, I say, no, there are only two options. It's either you stand or you stand. Now he's holding people in 24 hours. And then he's doing magic for them. It's your system. Your metabolic system is readjusted. Yeah? See, for you to go long, there are seasons in your life where your metabolic rate has to either be reduced or increased. It has to be adjusted. There are people, their own is going too fast. They are out. Somehow it is readjusted. I'm telling you, you can't do what I'm doing. I'm telling you from experience. On that day, me personally, the session I led, I calculated is about 16 hours, 30 minutes. Try it. They will put you in a hospital. They will put you. In fact, try 6 hours. The way we do it is not. It's not you be resting. You be no. The way we do it.
So actually, why I came out now is that I had the groin pain, and when you said that I was searching for the groin pain, so you said somewhere in the mid region, but I didn't get. I just said this is the mid for myself, and I am healed, and the pain is gone.
It's permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. The water.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, I was healed, not healing of the body per se, but something that happened these past 2 days that I left. You know, got me scared and anxious and curious and all those things. For the people that were around when I came in, I greeted a few people. I just went there and said, you know, like when you are depressed and sad, you know, sleeping is just your hobby. So when I entered, I wasn't tired, but I was sad, I was down. So I went there, I slept. Even during the time of prayer, around 2, I couldn't pray. I was just walking up and down. But during the prayer section, and when you said everybody, if you are sick, lay hands on your body, just put my hand on my head.
You know what is happening here? Healing is not just bodily healing. No. Sometimes, it's even better your spirit is not broken. A wholesome spirit can still carry a broken body. But a broken spirit can't even carry a healthy body. There are people that are sick, but if you meet them, they are so happy. They will do many things. You'll be wondering, you'll be ashamed. Because you came to pity the person, and you find out there is no space for pity here. But there are people that are fully fit.
They eat in the morning, eat in the afternoon, eat in the evening, eat in the night, eat in the midnight. Everything is work. If you ask them, they will say, Nigeria. Anytime you are around them, sadness, anxiety, discouragement, disappointment, despondency, faithlessness, all evil work is there. You can't stay there. Nothing good can survive in that environment. Not your ideas die. There are places don't dare bring out your ideas. It will die. Nobody said die. Nobody told you to stop. Just that the environment kills it.
So, during the prayer section, I laid my head on my head, standing in place of my sister, because she, I believe she is in here. Then you are now mentioning cases, and you now said anxiety. So when you said it, I felt like a peace in my heart, and so now I'm calm.
It's permanent in the name of Jesus.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I, for some weeks now, I've been feeling pains in my spinal cord. So
I thought nurses don't have pain. Do they have pain? Huh? Nurses don't have pain, right? They used to have. Oh, wow.
So while he was giving his testimony, and I laughed and bent down, only for me to notice that day.
Oh, you are not even expecting. Clap for Jesus. Wait. Amen. When did you appear? You have been here. I went to a meeting and I prayed for people. They didn't believe they would be healed. So it's when I left, three people now rush me and say, we are healed though. You know, healings don't happen. We all of you have to trust God to heal the sick. If you pray first time, it didn't work, pray second time. Second time it didn't work, pray third. Pray fourth, pray fifth. If Jesus prayed two times, a whole Jesus. If Jesus prayed two times, then I need to pray 100 times. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You, as many years ago, you prayed for the sick. And I said, God, use me. It's simple sickness. Have you prayed for anybody? They won't tell you they are sick now because you have not learned how to heal the sick. It's the easiest thing is part of the believer's authority. Heal the sick, cast out demons. These things, you don't need special calling to do it. There are things you need special calling to do. This is not one of them. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Tomorrow I will do a little teaching. I wanted to do it today, but tomorrow I will teach you energy conversion. Part of the reason why people don't experience these things is that they don't know how to convert energy. For example, you now generate this 24 hours prayer you did is energy. How do you now convert it to healing energy? Because is energy cannot be lost. The energy you generated in that prayer, where did it go? Meanwhile, you have a need. How do you convert that energy you generated in prayer to something that can solve something specific in your life? Tomorrow we'll know. Are you seeing it? For example, if it is in healing, one of the keys to release energy to a person is consciousness. That is the number one thing. Like you lay hands, you are not expecting anything to happen. But the person that has worked in it, there is a consciousness it comes with. People like John G. Lake will tell you that the Christ in me dominates the sickness. So you are not expecting healing to happen. That means you don't even believe my prayer. Me, I feel bad now. So you don't believe my prayer. You don't believe God can use me.
I wasn't praying for this, I was praying for
other things. Is permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. Okay.
Praise God.
Okay.
No,
normally when I fast, especially if I fast for long, the right side of my stomach will start paining me. And most time when it comes, I will just end it. I didn't see it as sickness, so, but today when we were praying, the thing was paining me very, very well. And he said, let's hold our hands wherever he's sending us. So I held my hands there, and the thing just disappeared, like he zoomed out.
It's permanent in the name of Jesus. I know you don't believe this, but this kind of pain can take out your fasting life forever. You'll be struggling, you can't fast anymore. You that used to fast, you can't fast, you try everything possible, you can't. Try it. It will seem as if you are dying. And you go to pastor and doctor, they will advise you to, if he's to advise you normally, I will advise you to stop. Except God heals you, stop. Okay.
This morning I started having headache on my right temple. So when I came to tent, I would pray, and then it would say I have to take a little rest and then continue again. Then after the prayers, I noticed that the headache left.
It's permanent in the name of Jesus. Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I woke up yesterday and I discovered that I had three rising at my cheek here.
What?
Rising, just like pimple.
Yes.
So, well, towards the end of yesterday, it started paining me. It started paining me. At night, I couldn't eat because of the pain. It even brought a swelling here. Same thing this morning. Even to smile very well, I couldn't smile very well. So while we were praying here, I heard it. But the pain was still there. So it's one of the reasons I came to pick the mic. So while people were giving their testimonies, I was touching it, say, Lord, let this thing go. Just before the two last persons said get their testimony, I discovered that the pain, it wasn't as severe as before.
I like this. Say amen. This is a lesson. I went to a place. It's not a place. It's last year's Sonship Conference. All of you remember what happened. I prayed for the first time. People didn't believe. When testimonies were now happening. And I said, God will heal you. Didn't you see what? And I prayed again. Come and see. Healings now broke out. Why? Normally, people will wait to see whether God is healing today. Whether this man of God want to do us like this. But once they notice, first person, second person, especially some kind people come out. You know, there are people that will come out, you say, they are encouraging me. Is it not true? But there are people that will come out, you know, if God didn't touch this person, then I prayed and somebody came out. I knew in my heart that God have started using me. Because I know this kind of people cannot come out except something happens. I pray that what God has done will be permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. Bend down your head. Let me prophesy over your life. I prophesy over your life in the name of Jesus. I decree that whatever stopped you before will not stop you again in the name of Jesus. I decree that the limitations over your family is broken over your life in the name of Jesus. I decree new doors. New doors open for you in the name of Jesus. I say new doors open for you. In ministry, doors open for you. In your work, God, doors open for you. In your business, doors open for you. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. God will anoint you with the oil of favor. Where you were rejected before, you will be accepted. In the name of Jesus Christ, Son of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Son of God. I decree that your heart cry and requests, your prayers from the horn of the altar, I receive answers for you now. I receive answers for you now. I receive answers for you now. Take the answers now. Take it 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 now. Take the answers. Take the responses. In the name of Jesus. Every stumbling block on your path. Every stumbling block on your path. Every limitation on your path. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, let it be bulldozed out of the way. 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 I decree speed over your life. I decree that testimonies will fill your day from now till the end of the year. You will constantly find reasons to testify. Miracles shall fill your life. In the name of Jesus. Things that has been lingering in your life, it is supposed to happen, but is lingering, is lingering, is lingering, is lingering. Today I command it to be fulfilled. I command it to manifest. I command it to come to pass. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Everything that is yours, your property, your business, we release the ministry of angels to the east, to the west, to the north, to the south. They are bringing what is yours now. Anybody that took what is yours, in the name of Jesus, any seat, any position, let you overturn. 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 Until what is yours becomes yours. In the name of Jesus Christ. There is somebody here that will experience a mighty speed and shift in your life. Listen to me. You will experience a drastic shift. A mighty speed. I hear speed. I hear speed. I feel it like an anointing. Jesus, you will be able to accomplish something mighty. I hear speed. I hear speed. I hear speed. I hear speed. Listen to me. The power of God will touch somebody as a sign. I hear speed. It's a mighty speed. It's a release. It's a release. It's a release. It's a release. Speed. Speed in the spirit. Speed in the spirit. You'll be able to accomplish, to recover, to fulfill what you have not been able to do for long. What it takes people long to do. Receive speed now. 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 In the name of Jesus. I release financial miracles over your life. You are not hearing me. I release financial miracles over your life. Financial open doors and miracles in the name of Jesus. Business relationships, business open doors, business ideas in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh my God. 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 Is released over your life. My God, 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 Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jobs, jobs, jobs in the name of Jesus. 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 If you are looking for admission, it's yours in the name of Jesus. I say it's yours in the name of Jesus. If you are looking for husband, it's yours in the name of Jesus Christ. I say it's yours in the name of Jesus Christ. The next stage of your life comes, and everything you need to walk in it comes in the name of Jesus. 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 Listen to me. Believe this declaration. Believe this prayer. My God. My God. My God. These things are happening instantly. Instantly. I see jobs. Beyond jobs, I see contracts. I see somebody here handling contracts in the tune of millions. It won't take long. It won't take long. It won't take long. It won't take long. I decree it over your life. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. It is done. Tomorrow we meet by 5 p.m. I need to help you to enter into the next stage of your life. Come and drop your offerings. Remember, our IEC is starting on ISC. It's still the same thing. I'm even thinking that we should, it's just that the time is clashing. We should even broadcast IEC in this place, but we'll still find a way to do it, maybe from Friday we might have to broadcast. No, don't. Is not, is it a reason to clap? Okay, my father in the Lord's conference live from Friday, but our own conference comes on 22nd of October to 25th. We should release the flyers and the guest ministers, but I think it should come out this weekend, so there is no need. We need to tell you the people that are coming. By the mercies of God, we are able to secure the presence of God's servant, Evangelist Peter Ikechukwu. How many of you know him? So he'll be coming. As of now, he's still in Brazil. So, but he promised us he will be in Nigeria by that time. He's a heavy man, and he's my father in the Lord's very good friend. In fact, it's God that led us to him, because the way we do, we pray, and then God will. It's not by popular demand. And then the second guest minister is my own very good friend, P. Daniel Olawande. So I don't need to tell you what will happen. Miracles have already started happening. As if it's a season. Bring the dead, bring the crippled, bring all kinds of stuff. You are trusting God for the supernatural, is it will be like water. And I believe that there is the next place that the body of Christ is moving into is the season of apostolic evangelism. It's not just to win souls, but to win disciple, plant church, live, win, make sure they are cultured and all those things. And that's the way. And this man have